as soon as this dialogue fora, but through these programs, we want to make sure that you move up towards that. While we are doing that, you know, three times a year, it may sound like, oh, they are, you know, dispersed and far away from each other. Interestingly enough, both the community volunteers and the staff, mainly, we feel that they're actually very close to each other. And there is so limited time in between because you are stretched out getting prepared for one meeting and then covering all the stuff, that the work that you have completed through a meeting. So it's interesting. Through this week, you will hear things called like volunteer burnout, how people lose their capacity at some point because there is so much work to do here. So it's good again to bring the newcomers because you can also help in that sense, and you're a bit less burned out, hopefully. We are rotating these meetings in five regions. There is a rotation schedule, let's say. It goes from, you know, if you're in EU, at one meeting, the next one is going to be in North America or whatsoever. It is public, it's out there how we do this. Mainly, this works on the basis of finding a host because, as you can imagine, now these meetings are getting bigger and bigger. And what you will hear as of one of the conversations, this meeting actually, is the ICANN meetings and how we conduct them and how if they are really serving the purpose now because our community is really growing bigger. The number of participants attending ICANN meetings is getting bigger. And then it becomes an issue to find the right premises, like right venues to bring all these people together. I'm talking about 1,700 people, 1,800 people. We will hear about that. This meeting is one of those that might be a prone candidate for a record number again. So it is huge. It's really huge. And so how do you fit all these people in one premises and in one building, if there is any such thing? So you start looking at maybe convention centers rather than classical hotel setup. So all these things will be discussed this meeting again on Thursday. This is what I'm talking about, the consolidated meeting strategy. This is important. And it may affect how we visit these five regions around the world. So please, you know, go have a look. There is a public comment that is open at the moment. If you're interested, come and talk to me after the session. I'll provide you the link so you can read this proposed strategy. This may be an important thing for you if especially, I mean, we know that around 350 core, very active participants, they travel and attend all ICANN meetings, okay? But there is also an outer level around there where not some groups, they wait for the ICANN meeting to come to their region and only attend those meetings. So this may affect you again. Remember we talked about policy development, decision-making. This is about something you may be interested to say something about. So please, you know, keep an eye on this conversation because it may affect if an ICANN meeting will be coming to your region or when it will be coming to your region on a rotating basis or will there be a more specific location within that region that we will keep revisiting instead of, you know, trying to find out new venues. And this is coming from a, you know, like I said, this is coming from a real problem. We are finding it hard to fit in locations. So help with us, and we find the right solution that will work for everybody. So this is one, I'm throwing again a problem to solve. Here we go. And if you can't make it to the physical meeting, the venue itself, then what you can do is we also provide remote participation. This is an important integral of all this. In the morning, I was happy to have 75 people in the room, which was great. On top of that, we had, I think, 15 or 25 people remote. So it's a bit less than the ones in the room. But remember, they can come and go and join as they see fit. And you can do that too. It really reduces the cost on the person who as a participant to an ICANN meeting. It's not only the money or the travel costs that you may be, you know, taking care of, but also time. I mean, coming here, taking a week off from your daily works, it can be a big deal for a lot of us. So, and it also enables wider inclusion. We have this commitment as the ICANN board, staff, and the community that we want to talk about internet using internet. Now, if I'm able to, you know, have a Skype call with my mom lives in another country that I live currently, they're far away from me, and I have a Skype mom, if you like to call it that way. I see her over the Skype. Why can't we use internet while we are talking about internet as well? We have the facilities, we have the technology, so here we go. So what we do is basically we are trying to equalize the participation on a level that whoever is here physically can go to the mic and say their ideas. It will be more or less the same for a remote participant who is out there wherever they are. They can be on top of a mountain, by the beach. We have no idea, you know, how comfortable they are behind their laptops, but they are there and they are represented. This maximizes our participation, obviously, to the community as a whole. So what do you need? You don't need much, actually. You need a computer, a machine, and you will need some internet access. And we will provide you the right links to click on and follow the meetings. What you can get is the recorded audio streams and live audio presentations for downloading. You can follow the Scribe feed, and you can see the transcripts. But if you have high bandwidth, then we can provide you a little bit more, which comes with the video. We use a specific conferencing tool. It's called Adobe Connect, and it comes with one package in your browser. So it needs more resources on your bandwidth. This is why we call it the high bandwidth service. But in that package, what you see is the audio, the chat, the scribes, everything, and plus the video if it is available. So some people like to multitask for those, you know, while working their day jobs, they want to just hear what's going on in the room here, so then we can give them just the audio. But if you want to see and follow the whole thing in one go, then you use the Adobe Connect. How do you do that? It's pretty simple, but we still put this on the slides because that also helps those remote participants who are following the sessions. You go to the schedule, you find the right link for the session that you are interested in, you click on it, and you will be presented specific links, low bandwidth or high bandwidth. You see on the low bandwidth, you will get only the audio streams if you click on them. But under the high bandwidth, you see a virtual meeting room, which is your access to the Adobe Connect that I just mentioned. It will come up with a screen for you to log in. You can log in as a guest. Please provide the name. That's just for the customs and you know, for the. It's nice to tell our names. It introduces you to others in the chat room. We also have the same rule applied over here. As I mentioned, you go to the mic, you say your name, and if you want the affiliation, same goes here. And once you're logged in, you have everything over there. The presentations, like I said, the movie, audio stream coming up, the slides, and also the chat room. So you see all the other remote participants. So what happens here, sometimes we see you guys sitting in here in the room, they also log in to the Adobe Connect because there is a nice side conversation going on in the chat room. So if you want to follow that, you really need to be on the remote participation services because we don't provide another chat stream for those who are in the room. Last thing. So what happens through those chat rooms? If you want to raise a question, right? I'm speaking here. So some of you ask questions in the morning. They walk to the mic and use the mic to ask their questions. Same goes here for the remote participation, remote participants. We have a staff member who is monitoring these chat rooms. So if they are told that they need to encourage participation by saying, "I'm here." So they introduce themselves in the chat room and they say, okay, if you want to have a question as you listen to the conversation going on here in the physical room, mark it as a question and I'll go to the mic and ask your question on your behalf. So our staff member is basically your voice in the room. This is how we coordinate and balance both the remotes and the on-site participants here. This is all good for most of the sessions except one. And that is the public forum. The reason for that is public forum is a very high volume session. Janice talked about this in the morning. It is 4.5 hours on Thursday, and it is where we talk about everything. And it is just before the meeting really closes. So it's a very important integral of the whole communication and dialogue that's put at the ICANN meetings together with the board and the community. And like I said, the volume is high, plus the content of the comments or the questions can be long because people want to explain first what their context is and then they ask their questions. It's very hard to monitor that kind of information within a little chat room. So what we provide for the participants of the public forum is specific web forms. There are links for each subject, so you can go click them and fill in your question or comment in a wider space for you and for us, in a much wider space to read it out. And we, again, use the mics on behalf of you. We will, as you are following the public forum, we will make note of this quite regularly, so you will be instructed which links to use and how to put up your comments and questions. So this is just a checklist for you. If you would like to use our remote participation services later on, maybe you won't be in Beijing, for example, or you have a colleague now at home or in the office, they may want to follow up what's going on here as you are attending in person. The one thing is important to note here, everything that applies to meeting participants here also apply to the remote participants. And these kind of behavior that we would like to promote within ICANN environment, respecting others, making sure that people are listened to, these are all put out there through the accountability notes, which you can find in this link. So if you have problems or questions about anything during the remote participation experience, please use those links. You can report them to participate@ICANN.org, and we will also run a survey at the end during the week and after the week. You can let us know your opinions about that. And this is important. I mean, if you use them, please let us know. We often hear about bad things. Immediately, if something is not working, either we find out ourselves because our staff is monitoring the chat rooms, but those little things sometimes get unnoticed, like there might be a wish list, there might be a request that you would like to put on, then communicate with us because we want this to work for you. It's important for us that we provide service properly and it is enjoyed. It's not just to say, the service is out there, please use it, and promote if you can, so others get involved too. What we do, this is also our, remote participation services are not only there for to get the, you know, off-site participants involved, what's going on here, but also they help us maintaining this transparency issue that I've been talking about in the morning. Remember, we said everything needs to be transparent within our system. All the decisions needs to be up there clearly for everybody. And we do that by keeping a good record of the meeting here. All the presentations, the audio files and transcripts will be are recorded. And they're up there. They will be put up there as soon as the sessions are finished. And they will be accessible from the meeting site too. So again, you see there is transparency. Everything is there, but it's also recorded. So be mindful about the mics, what you say. If you don't want to be archived or recorded, that is your responsibility because we record everything here. We are transparent at ICANN. Moving on further, how do we interact and engage? So during the meetings, this is what we do. Face-to-face, we speak, we use the mics, we use the corridors, we have meetings in smaller or bigger groups. But in between meetings, work doesn't stop. We continue. We continue with the community mailing lists. All groups have their own mailing list. So if you are interested, for example, in GNSO, please go to GNSO-related colleagues of mine, ask for information at the newcomers' lounge. They will tell you if there is a working group that is open for discussion and, you know, which mailing list they are using. The public comment period, like I said, is a very important integral of this engaging process as well as feedback providing process. This is the link. Every piece of information before a decision is made goes through public comments. So there's a period for time period for each subject for you to go and put up your opinion about it publicly. They're out there. There are archives. So if you send a mail, it will just show up there. This person has sent this comment or this statement about this subject. This is how it looks. Sample ICANN Language Services Policy and Procedures. This was from, I think, 18th May, and it was closed in July. We use a standard format for these, and we are also still working on improving the system. If you have any feedback about these two, please let us know so we can integrate them in our next enhancements projects. The second part that I will now leave the mic to Carol for is the community wikis. Wikis are tools that we use for engaging within communities. They are very effective. They are used by certain groups, maybe more than others, but they are there and a good tool to engage with the others. So I'll leave it to Carol. Thank you. Do you want me to move?
Hi, this is Carol Cornell. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm just going to give you a very brief overview of what our community wiki looks like and how you might engage by using it. And this was just, as Felice said, it's just a good way to engage and provide the capability to add comments and exchange information on different topics that are being discussed at ICANN. So what is a wiki? It's a basic wiki structure. This is just a little bit of outline of what I'm going to talk about today. The tool is to support collaboration of information at the individual, team, and corporate or community level. It's just a good website that you can go to and allows you to edit content and have easy access to it. So one of the things about a wiki, if you need to exchange, there's a couple of different verbiage for this tool than some other tools you might use. It's been set up, and I'll show you a page of it set up, but in Confluence Wiki, it's structured. It's called a workspace, and then within a workspace, there are pages And it also has a child and parent page as a comparison. One of the nice things about the tool is it does allow you to learn how to use it. There is a training guide. It's a very short training guide. If you go to that URL, it gives you how to log in, how to work, how to edit if you need it as a side tool. But it is available in 6 languages, depending on what you need to use. So when you go to the page, you will see here community-help@ICANN. What that allows is you need to register in order to use a community wiki because we need to keep that exchange open. So to do that, you go in here, you type in your piece. If for some reason you cannot get on, if you would type in to community-help@ICANN.org, they will send you back a password which will allow you to actually work within the wiki page. I don't know how clear that is. It's really small on this screen. If you actually go in there now, you could see these tabs or folders at the top. You'll notice that there is, I can't even read them, but I'm going to say there's a board, there's projects, at large, Trust Community, GNSO, AOC, new GTLD information. They're all available and allow you to see them. The new GTLD one was based on a topic or two. There is a main page on ICANN.org that has the up-to-date details of what's been published on new GTLD. If you wanted to be able to edit, add, browse, how would you do that? If it has a drop-down menu, if you go to Tools, you will be able to open it up. Then you can see it says if you want to add a comment, you just click on the comment page and it will allow you to actually place a comment on a particular subject matter. As you can see, the page that you're looking at here is the ILAC page, and there are many pages like this on this site. The nicest thing also about a wiki is it allows you to not necessarily go in and look for information all the time and have to keep checking that page. If you bookmark something or you want to watch something, again, by pulling down one of those menu items, you are able to actually follow along. So you just keep it up and it would ping you on your space if you were to have a particular topic. Since I've only given you a very, very high-level cursory view of how you can edit and or comment and or have access to the community wiki, here's some additional links if you wanted to have more information about how to use this tool. I'm going to switch back now to Felice.
Thank you, Carol. Again, if you have if you want to know more about wikis, Carol will be around the whole week, like any other staff member. So pick her brains about that. She's been there since the initial steps of wikis were taken, so she knows it inside out almost from the earliest versions and how they evolved over the community and how they are used. Now, how can I get involved? Just few more slides on what the engagement mechanisms are. First of all, attending an ICANN meeting is very important, as you are probably, hopefully, finding out with your first meeting experience here. The in-person contact, face-to-face contact, as you know, is very strong. So you're lucky already to be in the room here, but if you can't attend it in person, please do not miss the opportunities through the remote participation services. Next meeting is going to be in Beijing in April 2013, and there will be again specific sessions for newcomers which can be followed remotely, and you're always welcome to get a bit of an extra after this meeting. When you are not going to be a first-time attendee anymore, hopefully. So the other thing you can do is applying for fellowship. Fellowship program is supporting a group of people with a strict training pattern throughout the week. You can find information over this link, and you can also ask Janice, who was one of our speakers earlier this morning. She's running the program, and she will be happy to provide you information on how to get yourself as a fellow to get that more structured training throughout the week and get the support to attend an ICANN meeting. Through this fellowship, your costs are covered, so you don't have to worry about them yourselves, but ICANN will support you to be a fellow. I think that happens on up until three times in a row, or maybe not consequently. You hold the right of...
Just three.
You can be funded three times for three different ICANN meetings. So use the opportunities out there for you to go and be interested about. How can I get involved even more? There's a lot of information going out there, and there will be, you know, it's not easy to keep up with it all. We understand that. But that's also because not everything is relevant for everybody. However, if you are interested in policy updates, specifically policy issues, we are creating a newsletter, and through that there is an article every month. There's an issue, policy update issue, where all these matters that Rob in the morning tried to squeeze within 30 minutes are explained in detail with pointers. It's a very, very good resource. We have a good followers number going on there, about 1,600 or something, I heard, the last subscription. So this might be something for you to also have a look and continue being aware of the updates. The public comments, as I mentioned, is through this link. Follow up on the community wikis, how they are going on. There's a dashboard for them. You can apply for the leadership position, as I mentioned. And before that, I leave the mic saying thank you. Your engagement and participation to ICANN is not only limited by being a participant. As we have heard from Bertrand in the morning, you can move within that engagement level as you see fit. So you might be a newcomer today. Through this week, I hope I will see some faces on the mics with green badges if they chose to keep them on, saying their word, what they think. And maybe in the next meeting in Beijing or in the next one in Durban, I hope to see your faces again as a newcomer. I will see you even more engaged through some constituencies or groups that you chose and found that it is relevant for you to be engaged. We have very successful examples of that. Three meetings ago, somebody starting up, and then now they are a very active member of a certain constituency, and they feel they are contributing, and they also help the community and the internet to shape. This is an opportunity for everybody, so go grab it. One last thing I want to say, again, not only about participation. If you want to be a leader overall within this discussion environment, again, it's up for you. We have a committee that is always out there for recruiting leaders. And it doesn't mean that you have to be a very well-informed ICANN expert to be a leader at ICANN. There are cases where our committee, NOMCOM, nominating committee, for the recruitation of or election of the ICANN board seats, they go out there and try to bring new faces in, because that's also a regeneration of the ICANN community on the board side. So if you are interested in that, please go check nomcom.org email web address. You will find all the information there. That group is performing their activities quite independently. They are out there. They are very willing to talk to you. The chair is a well-known face, Wanda. She's been out there, currently the current chair, and she's here. I saw her this morning, so she's there. Go talk to her. We have Wilfred, who's been part of it. Now I'm putting Wilfred on the spotlight, but raise your hand, Wilfred. He's been there working for NOMCOM, recruiting candidates. Please be involved as you see fit, wherever you think you will be contributing. We want you to feel contributing, but apart from that, I think internet needs you when you think about it. We need to make sure that we have enough capacity to make sure that internet is going to be out there tomorrow too. Thank you. So, do you have any questions about the engagement tools for me and Carol? No? All very clear? I'm glad to hear. So, my next speaker is going to be Carla or Tim. How do you want to take your turns in? Do you want to start, Tim? Or if you are ready? Mm-hmm.